You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Hi, Kay. Good morning. Welcome to the show.
Good morning.
Hi, Kay. No. Oh, boy.
How are you?
Good. You got us on a speakerphone or Bluetooth, Kay?
Yes.
Take us off that, please. I swear okay. Josh tells people to do this. Oh. I swear he does.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a little worse now.
I don't think she took us off.
Oh, is it? I'm sorry.
I'm sorry.
Is your phone upside down?
Is that better?
That's so good, Kay. Much. What are you doing today, Kay?
I'm actually doing Uber.
Doing the oobs. All right. You making some good money today already?
So far.
That's good.
What do you provide for your riders?
Water, sometimes snacks, candy. It just depends.
Why
there's
sometimes?
Hand sanitizer. I'm a single mom, so whenever I can afford it.
Yeah, okay. All right.
Mm. When it's snacks, what kind of snacks are we talking?
Just like Goldfish or like the Nabisco, like little cookies and candy, like Jolly Ranchers and mints and stuff like that. Gum.
Those are nice snacks. Those are good snacks.
Yeah.
I had to think about that. If I ever became an Uber or Lyft driver, what would I keep? What kind of snacks would I do? Because I figure Goldfish is dangerous because then you're vacuuming them up all the time.
I think I'd do hummus. Carrots and hummus. Yeah, carrots and hummus I think would be pretty good.
I would do a Chateaubriand for two.
Oh. Is there a route that you hate driving?
270.
270.
No kidding.
Yeah, yuck.
Yeah.
Do you ever turn down a ride? Like you don't accept it just because of the route?
No. I try and make as much money as possible.
Good
for
you.
I have had to turn a ride down maybe because someone's way too intoxicated and can't get in the car.
Yeah. Have you ever had anybody urinate in your car?
Yes.
God.
I don't like that. I don't like that one bit. I'd want to get out and punch them right in the face. Right in the bladder is where I'd want to punch them. I'm sorry to hear that. God, then you got to deal with that cleanup on top of still trying to make money. And
no fun.
People are a-holes, man.
Well, I tell you what. Let's play some Rattle Off. Maybe this will turn your world around. Everything will be perfect. Are you ready to give it a try?
Yeah, I'll give it a try.
Okay.
All right, 10 seconds. We're looking for five different shapes, like you learn in school. Five different shapes. 10 seconds. Ready? And go!
Circle, triangle, rectangle, octagon, and...
Oh, you got four!
Darn it!
I would have just taken a regular old square.
Oh, man.
You know what? You got four out of five, Kay. We loved talking to you, so go have a terrific day, okay?
Okay, you too. Thanks.
Yeah, bye.
Bye.
Look at this. It's another K. It's back-to-back Ks.
Double Ks today.
Hello, K number two. What's going on?
Hey, nothing much. Just driving to work.
Womp, womp, womp.
What is that?
Right?
What do you do? What's your job?
I am a customer support manager. I don't know if I can say the name of the company or not.
Well,
but,
are you in trouble? Are you bad at your job? Then you might not want to say the company.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no. It's called EnviroMasters.
Thigh Masters?
Enviro.
Oh, EnviroMasters. Like environment?
Yes.
So, customer support. So, what does that mean? If somebody, why would they call you? Like, what are they needing support with?
The environment.
Well, I go out into the field. I do quality checks and I make sure.
What are you checking the quality on?
The restrooms, because we disinfect, scrub, and sanitize restrooms.
Oh,
I feel like we may have spoken to you before.
You probably have.
Yeah, okay.
Because all of this sounds familiar.
You're cleaning bathrooms then with various chemicals and solutions.
Hmm. Absolutely.
You guys doing the new Buc-ee's? Because I hear they've got the cleanest bathrooms in the state.
No, they have their own janitorial service within the company.
Oh, okay.
In-house janitors.
They are in-house. They do all their own cleaning in there.
That's why they can monitor the cleanliness then.
I've wondered about that whole we have the cleanest bathroom. So do they have a staff that like every 5 minutes is going in to make sure? Because all it takes is one person to go in there and ruin the whole thing.
Yeah, I have no clue about that. I do not know.
They would have to have a constant. They'd have to have a constant rotating crew, I would think.
Wandering in and out.
They would have to.
Yeah.
Especially with 100 pumps. Like,
Yeah.
Right.
Ugh.
Yeah. Okay, let's play Rattle Off. You want to give it a try?
Let's do this.
You don't sound sure. You called us, though, right? Didn't you call us?
I know. I always hear it, and I'm like, I'm always getting it. But, so we'll see.
All right, Smarty Pants. Let's see if you can get this one. 10 seconds, Kay. 5 things you make in a toaster. 5 things you make in a toaster. Ready? And go.
Eggo waffles, muffins, English muffins, bagels, toast, and pancakes, those little frozen pancakes.
I suppose.
Yes.
You could put a frozen pancake in there.
Yes.
I do.
I've done it.
I do that for my grandkids all the time.
I've done it too. I'm going to give it to you.
You know what? You are a Smarty Pants. You're a
winner. Yes,
queen. Yes.
My kids are going to love me.
Well, I hope they love you already, but this is just the cherry on top.
I know.
Oh, you're fun.
Okay, that was wonderful. Listen, if you will stand by, Josh will come back and visit with you and tell you about that prize, okay?
Awesome. Thank you so much. You have a great day.
Bye, Kay.
You too, Kay.
Oh, she's so happy. I love that.
We still have Ed, Megan, and Rachel, so let's see what's going on in their world. Ed, what is going on in your world today?
Hey, good morning. Are you okay if my wife takes over this call?
Why? Where are you going?
I don't know.
Are you scared, Ed?
Kind of.
So what's the situation? Did she call and hand you the phone because she's been on before, or what's going on?
No. She's never been on, but I don't know. I got nervous, and she said, give me the phone.
So you're scared, so you can hand it over to your wife. Would this same scenario happen if you had an intruder in your house? You'd be like, I can't do it. Honey, go get him. Yeah.
I was going to say probably.
Why are you such a big weenie, Ed? Why is that?
I don't know. You know, it's one of those mornings.
Now, since you're on the phone, we're going to talk to you, but I want to know, where did you meet your wife?
Oh, I met her at Blackhawk on a blackjack table.
Were you both playing, or was one of you the dealer? What's the story?
Oh, we were both playing, yes.
Okay. And walk us through it.
All right, so...
Turn your radio down first.
Ed, turn your radio all the way down. Your wife can hear about this later. Turn your radio all the way down.
She knows the story. She was there.
She's been there.
She's laughing at me.
So what happened?
We were both at the blackjack table, and I usually go up there, and I'm very focused. I play cards. I wasn't planning on meeting anybody. Just having a beautiful night, and this wonderful woman came next to me and caught my eye and started throwing her black chips and then maybe purple chips at some point. And she was very honest, and that's what got me.
Honest in what way?
Like how?
Well... Every time I would win a hand, she was, I said, listen, we can split it. She was throwing me half the chips. And I said, you know what? You are very honest. You're beautiful. And we just kind of flirted that night. And the rest is history.
Where did you have your first kiss?
There at the table, probably.
At the table.
In the parking lot, probably.
Did you just
casino.
Go at it? Like, right? She handed you chips and then you went at it?
No, the funny thing is, I said, listen, it was really late that night. I said, I have a suite up here. You want to come watch a movie? She said, the heck, I'm going to go watch a movie with you.
You were trying to lure her into your room after you just played a few hands of blackjack with her.
Well done.
Well, you
Ed.
Move fast,
well
Ed. You
done.
Move fast.
Well, the good part is she didn't come to my room, so you know.
So you went and picked somebody else up, and they did.
Well, don't tell her that. We're on the radio.
So what was the second date?
The second date, we went to Blackhawk.
You guys have a bit of a problem, don't you?
We might need to give you the 1-800 number for Gamblers
He's
Anonymous.
Like, I'm a betting man. I'm betting she's going to go back up with me.
Ask us where we're going now.
Oh, you're not, are you?
You guys do have
are you
a
really?
Are.
You are?
Wow.
Totally.
How much money do you lose a year?
Oh, do I have to be honest? Or?
Yeah, your wife is honest, so you be honest. How much do you lose? And I'll tell you, before you answer, I'm going to tell you something. I did a remote broadcast one time from one of the casinos up there in Blackhawk. And I was talking to their promotions person, and she was pointing out people who are their daily people. They're in like 362 days a year or whatever. And she says, that couple right there, she said, has put in over the last year something like $280,000 into the slot machines. $280,000 in 1 year. It's a retired couple.
They're out there.
So now that I've set that up, Ed, what were your losses last year?
Well, can I tell you, I'm pretty sure my mother-in-law is on the radio right now, so I have to be somewhat cautious.
No, you don't. Just tell us. How much did you lose? Did you lose 50 grand?
Probably a little north of that.
Okay. 80?
Hundo. He's at 100. He's at 100.
Let's call it 100.
He's at 100.
120?
Yeah. Let's just say yes.
Yeah, it's
so
fine. It happens.
You lost $140,000 at the casinos last year.
Are you
pinching me right now?
Are you able to lose that kind of money? I mean, are you well off?
Yes, I'm okay.
So you're doing all right. Like, I have a very personal family member who has lost the amount that Dom previously mentioned.
The 280?
And they shouldn't be up there, and they are on first-name basis with a lot of people up there.
Yeah, it's well, when I that couple that lost $280,000, and she said there's only maybe two or three days a year, period, that they're not sitting for hours at those machines. Oh. And I tried to imagine 360-something days a year sitting at a slot machine.
Well, and they just become addicted. It's the dopamine hit.
Very much addicted.
So what do you do, Ed? What do you guys both do?
Yeah, I want to know where your money comes from. How do you earn the money?
Okay, so I worked at Merrill Lynch for 26 years in New York City.
Mm-hmm.
And now I live in this beautiful state of Colorado and thankfully retired in 2014.
So you just banked as much money as you could over the years so that you could gamble it away.
Well, I mean.
So
I
what?
Mean.
You made some smart money moves, whatever. Now you're having fun with it.
How long until you run out?
You know what? I'm going to have to find a sugar mama. Don't tell my wife that.
That's pretty good.
She's laughing.
Yeah, he's doing all right. They're going to be fine.
Doing okay. Let me see. Do you have children?
I do. I have...
Do they know that your inheritance is going to the blackjack table?
Yeah, they're a little pissed off about it, but, you know, they'll
whatever, you made the money. You made the money, Ed. You go spend it.
That's funny.
Yeah, yeah, go have fun with your wife.
I totally agree with that. It's just, you know, I question some of your choices in life, but I mean...
Are you tucking a little bit back for the kiddos or anything?
A little bit back. I spent exorbitant amounts of money on private college and private high schools. So yes, they can.
So they got theirs. They got theirs. Damn,
where did
dude.
You? How much? Yeah. How much did you spend on college overall? Ballpark.
Probably over $750,000.
Okay.
You spent $750,000 to get your kids
private
college
school.
Educations.
Now, how about high school? What'd you spend on just high school?
Oh, geez Louise. My daughter went to an elite private school in New York that was $55,000 a year.
It's So that's 200,000. That's like 220 grand for 4 years right there. So you're well over a million. Dude, you made some bank.
I want to go work for Merrill Lynch.
Merrill Lynch was good to you.
You made some good moves, man.
I'm pretty sure my wife is giving me the finger right now.
What's your net worth right now, Ed?
$320.
I thought for sure he was going to say million. I thought for sure he was going to say million.
Going up with it, though.
Well, you know what? I just hope at Christmas time you remember that your boys in the morning are friends of yours, too.
Seriously,
okay?
Man. Just an Amazon card saying thanks for the entertainment with Suffice.
Yeah, just send
right?
us an Amazon card, Ed.
Well, you know what? Whether I win or lose this morning, I want to set you guys up there in a big suite and have dinner with you one night up there. Bring your wives and, yeah.
Sure. That's very kind. Did your wife just say that's very expensive?
No, she said seriously.
Oh, seriously. Well, that's very kind of
that
you,
that would be very fun, Ed. You're
very
you're a good man. I'm sorry that we already got a winner with Rattleoff, but I can't tell you how much we enjoyed the conversation and you opening up and answering our questions. Mm-hmm. That was very bold of you, so thank you.
Oh, back at you. You guys are awesome.
Thank you, Ed. You guys drive carefully. Have a good time.
And Ed's wife, bye.
Can you imagine?
Eddie boy making the
over
bank.
Over $1 million in his kids' education and $100,000+ a year that he leaves at the blackjack table.
And I was pissed this week because I had to spend $1,200 on a dishwasher.
Right. Right. Talk about perspective, right?
Wow.
But you know what, Megan? We all could have made the decision back in the day to start young and go work for Merrill Lynch. And we decided not to, didn't we?
I know. What the heck?
What the heck?
I'm still young, though. I'm still young, so I mean.
Save your money.
How old are you?
I'm 32.
Yeah, you're still pretty
okay.
Young.
So what's the most money you've ever lost in a bet, Megan?
In a bet? $5,000 on the Seahawks and Patriots Super Bowl.
Oh, my gosh.
Wait a minute. Grand. Is that the one where they threw the interception right at the goal line?
Yes.
That interception cost you $5,000.
Yes. We don't talk about it.
I can only imagine the curse words that were spilling out of your mouth when that happened.
Actually, there was nothing coming out of my mouth.
Just shock, huh?
Stunned.
Yes.
Totally shocked.
Stunned.
The ridiculous worst call ever. Will still bitter my Seahawks, but no, I think it was the coach's call for that one. So.
Yeah, I got to admit, I mean, it was just give it to Marshawn Lynch and let him score, right?
Yeah, that was terrible.
Yeah. So what do you do, Megan, to make your $5,000? What do you do for a job?
I own my own cleaning business.
Oh, that's good.
Like residential cleaning.
Yeah, so you're making good bank then.
How many houses do you do a week, roughly?
Anywhere from one to two a day, so.
Do you work at all on weekends, or is it just Monday through Friday?
No, I work on the weekends, too. I do a lot more of my, quotes on the weekends.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
So you're doing roughly 10 to 12 houses a week, roughly.
Yeah. We do a lot more, deep cleaning, so, more in-depth stuff than, traditional maid. We do a lot more, that's why we don't do as many houses, because it takes a long time.
It's like when you move into a new place, you get in there and just clean the hell out of it,
We do that. Move in, move out.
Yeah. All right. Do you ever go through the fridge and eat their food?
No. I bring my own food.
Do you? I'd be so tempted to go through the fridges and the drawers.
Well, let's just put it this way.
A lot of people will tell you, you can help yourself, drink and stuff, but no, I always have my own bag on hand.
Let's be honest here.
That's nice.
You're in a house, they got a bowl of fruit, and there's a whole thing of grapes. You won't eat one grape?
From somebody else's, I'm a germaphobe.
okay, you're a germaphobe, but you're cleaning houses. That's interesting to me.
I'm cleaning it. Yeah.
Are you in a full hazmat bodysuit?
No, I wear a mask though, gloves. Yeah, I am. I wear the face covers.
You latex up.
Yeah. I was when I was a kid, I used to clean my friends' houses. When I was over at their houses, I've always been a little bit OCD.
That's really interesting. Well, you know what? You found your calling, though. I think that's fantastic.
Yeah, it's good for you.
I,
I still can't get over that you had $5,000 on that Super Bowl where they threw the ball instead of running it. It's hilarious. Yeah. Well, it's not hilarious, but I mean.
How do you remember? And everyone's saying that, like, yeah, you can't. You just can't forget that. Hold on. Sorry.
Who's making all that noise? Yeah. Who is that?
Who's that punk?
Who's that kid?
My little three-year-old.
What do they want?
Yeah, what's their problem?
He wants French fries. I pulled over. I had taken my daughter to school and then pulled over at McDonald's to call you guys.
Yeah.
He doesn't realize it's breakfast.
Yeah, tell him it's too early for French fries.
Yeah, French toast sticks or something.
Get him a hash brown, though.
Yeah.
Mommy!
You know, Megan, we're going to let you go deal with that three-year-old. You were absolutely a champ to talk to us, so thank you for being on the show, okay?
Oh, no, thanks, guys. Have a good day.
Appreciate you.
See you later.
God, we have the greatest listeners ever. They tell us everything. Yeah. She lost $5,000 on the worst coaching decision in Super Bowl history.